Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Well, I feel kind of bad because I missed out on a lot of the really nice weather this weekend because I was down in my basement. I am just gung-ho when it comes to wrapping this thing up. I just want to be done with it. I want it off my plate. I want it off my mind. So it was hot and heavy this weekend down in the basement. And in true dude fashion, I was pretty excited because I got to use my new paint sprayer. I went down to the Home Depot's there and got me a paint sprayer, and I'll never go back to the old paintbrush again, I'll tell you that much right now.
How does it do? Like,
I can paint a house, I can paint a car, I'll paint my friends.
Well,
paint sprayers
careful
are
now.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
2.0.
I'm going to fill it with peanut butter and spray my friends with
but
it.
But does it work? Because that's always my question with those things. Does it get an even layer?
It's an even spray, Katie.
Oh, I might have to get one of those.
For what?
I like painting. I do. Like, I like helping people paint. I'm the person who, like, you want to help me paint my basement? I'm like, absolutely.
I had a smile on my face the entire time.
Yeah, I love painting.
And it was such a dude thing because it was like, I got a new power tool, so I'm fired up. And it's, you know, down there.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing is, when I was doing my research for the old paint sprayer, I was watching a lot of YouTube videos, as one does. And the one thing that was fascinating to me in these YouTube videos of watching these dudes test out their paint sprayers is a lot of them in the videos don't wear masks. They're just willy-nilly. And, you know, I did my ceiling and everything, and these guys are doing it on their YouTube videos. I was smart, and I put one of those respirators on.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, but the paint color I'm doing in the basement is black, which I'm going to tell you a story about that a little later in the show. But it's, you know, very dark. After an hour down there of spraying, I pulled that respirator off and pulled the pads out. Black.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, these dudes are on YouTube, and they're doing this without it? I can't imagine. They got black lung.
All those fumes.
So like, many fumes.
Straight in your air.
Straight up in my airways, in my nostrils.
Yeah. I don't know how they do it without a mask. Oh, I mean,
when I saw the way that mask looked, I was like, how are these guys doing it? Like, hashtag early death.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, there's a reason.
I mean, it protects you from a lot of stuff. So I'm glad you were wearing your mask.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad you were smart enough to do that.
I look like I was on the hazmat team. I had a full respirator on. Yeah. I had big goggles, and then I bought the full white outfit, like Breaking Bad making meth outfit, you know? So I was just head to toe completely covered. I'm like, I'm not going to risk it.
No. You posted a picture up on our socials of you in it as well, and I was like, dang, you are covered.
I am so covered.
No fumes for Jeremy.
No. Well, that being said, I did wrap things up, and I opened up a few windows, and then I walked upstairs, and it smelled like paint, and my entire family was incredibly high. The kids were stoned out of their minds. So. They were nice and quiet for the rest of the day, though. They took naps and pretty chill.
Paint your house more often.
Katie was just showing me some video of her weekend. You saw bighorn sheep!
I did. It was so neat.
Isn't it great when you see those in the wild?
You feel like you were chosen, right? Like, how did I get so lucky that I saw a whole herd of bighorn sheep? And I was driving on Guanella Pass. I was going hiking up in Georgetown. And I was coming down. And the funny thing is, I was so proud coming down that mountain because I had just hiked and I, you know, go by myself. So when I'm done, I'm just very proud of myself. So I'm driving around on those hair turn pins or hairpin curves and
those
I'm
windy
like,
roads.
I know the windy roads. But as I'm going around the corner, I'm like, look at you driving down a mountain. Look at you. I don't know why I was thinking that.
I'm adulting.
And then I came around that curve, and there was a whole herd of bighorn sheep. And I'm like, what is...
what's the universe trying to tell me right now?
No. So immediately I look up seeing bighorn sheep in the wild and what it means according to the universe. But I did...
Well, okay, hold up.
It's so funny.
You can't just throw that out there and not tell us.
Well, it just means that like when an animal visits you, they all have specific reasons. And you know, like bighorn sheep, it's just about like perseverance and staying on the right kind of track type of thing. And
About my neighbor's dog who turds all over my front lawn?
Different. When is that you different? See just domesticated animals everywhere. But when you see wild animals out in the wild, like it really does mean, I think, that they're visiting you. But I just became like, it's funny what you say in the moment because I had my phone next to me, so I grabbed it and I just started recording and I was like, Oh,
easy.
Bleep, son.
S word. S, son.
Oh, bleep, son.
Well, I giggled like a little schoolgirl when I heard that.
Yes, and it's fun because, again, like you're up in those mountain roads and you don't get a lot of signal as far as radio goes. So always it's the NPR station that, you know, you get the signal. So I'm listening to some old school country that you hear in the background, too. So it's just like I'm chewing on a thing, a straw is what it sounds like.
You got a pinch in there. You got some chewing tobacco.
Like, I don't know how I turned so country, but in that video, because I'm all, y'all. Like,
y'all. son, would you take a look at that? That's some real Rocky Mountain.
And some sheep right there.
That's some Rocky Mountain sheep right there.
They really did, so.
Baby girl, pass me that moonshine from the back seat. You well, get no, a load of this?
No drinking and driving now, Jeremy, but it's
That's
funny.
That's what makes those windy roads just a little bit more windy.
No, but we will post that video a little later.
Oh,
I just wasn't sure with the foul language.
Oh,
it's
just
one
S-bomb.
It's just one S-bomb.
I hear the kids at the playground dropping S-bombs. Don't be worried about that. But there is something about seeing the bighorn sheep. We saw it when we were out in Grand Junction. We saw one, whatever that national park is.
The Colorado National Monument.
That's the one. That's the one. And we were zipping through, and there was one on the side, and I slammed on my brakes and backed up just to watch him.
Yeah.
It's
majestic.
It's majestic. It's magical. I don't know what it is when I see those. It's like, man, this is pure Colorado.
Yeah.
When you see one of those munching on the berries.
Because it is different than seeing them like in the zoo. And I've just been to the zoo not too long ago. And it's still neat
different.
To see the animals there. But when you come across them unexpectedly and it is out in the wild like that, just climbing on the side of the mountain too. Like that was what nuts about it.
I usually go in the back and grab a handful of like Cheez-Its or something that the kids have. And then I get out in the car and go...
Feed the goat Cheez-Its. No, that's how you're going to create an over-the-hedge situation, and they're going to come into our territory looking for Cheetos.
Headbutt you into next week.
Nothing more Colorado than seeing one, and there's nothing even more Colorado than being hit by one.
Yeah
I know. Be careful. Be careful.
Please post that video.
I will. I'll be posting that video very soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.